You are listening to Fantha Tracks.
From the galaxy far, far away, direct to you. Welcome to the latest from Star Wars Celebration. This is Celebration Today, brought to you by Fantha Tracks.
Welcome to today's Celebration Today. We're here, we've just finished watching the very, very latest episode of The Mandalorian that you won't see until next week on Disney Plus, but we're all here to give our thoughts on the first day of Celebration Europe 2023. So we'll just go around to everyone that's here. Mark Newbold has just joined us from the HoloNet News Stage. Mark, how has your day been?
It's been really, really good. It's gone really, really quickly, and I'm really, really tired. But I'm happy, so that's a good thing.
Highlight of the day for you?
I just come from the Mando screening. I managed to get in, amazingly. Yeah. I didn't think I would, but I did. Blown away, no spoilers, obviously. This is coming out today, and they've said don't spoil anything for anybody, but really, really good. Felt cinematic. I know it always feels cinematic, but this I feel like I've just seen a movie.
Yeah.
But I didn't pay 15 quid and eat popcorn. It was fantastic.
And Richard, you were in the celebration stage this morning for the Lucasfilm Showcase panel. How was the atmosphere in there?
It was mixed, to be honest. I think some parts there was a lot of cheering and whooping, but a lot of parts in there felt a bit flat. And I know from friends who were at the Galaxy stage, they said it was a completely different experience. The Galaxy stage, everyone was cheering all the time. I think there are a couple of characters that people are getting tired of now, and you could see that, they could sense that in the celebration stage. But overall, Kathleen Kennedy, you know, she got an amazing reception. So it's stuff like that. It's really, really good to see still.
The biggest highlight was perhaps three new films announced. Your thoughts initially on them? We haven't heard too much about them, but certainly they're at the concept stage, and there seemed to be a good interest amongst the fan base towards them.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been wanting an Old Republic kind of media for a long time now, so Dawn of the Jedi, by the sounds of it, is going to be way before the Old Republic. Very, very early doors. The second movie, the Dave Filoni one, I'm going to guess that's the wrapping up of all of the Mandalorian, Rebels, everything that he's been playing with. So it'll be good to see that have a good finale and to be put to bed. And then the one that's most interesting is the Jedi Master Rey, set 15 years after Revenge of the... not Revenge of the Jedi, The Rise of Skywalker. I'm not so super excited for that because of just the way the sequel trilogy went. But, you know, there's a good chance for them to repair some of the work for me in the sequel trilogy. So it's a risky one. It is risky.
Perhaps it was a little bit for everybody there going early era, Old Republic era, something smack bang in the middle with the TV and something for the sequel fans. I think they've spread the cards evenly, I think.
They have done, but equally I think that's part of the problems with the new things. Too much, they're trying to appease every fan, and I think ultimately they have to say, this group of fans, you're not going to like these movies, but you're going to love these ones. And I think that's a problem at the moment. They're catering to too many, and they're not, you know, they're spreading themselves too thin.
Yeah. Carol, you've spent some time on the Fantra Tracks booth, and you've been across the show floor at panels and that as well. Highlight for day one for you?
Meeting fans, fans of the shows, fans of the site. That's been really, really good. It's always nice when we get out and about and press the flesh. And lots of podcast listeners out there. So if you've stopped by the site, the booth today, thank you. It's been great meeting everybody. The very limited edition celebration badges are going down a treat, featuring B2 Emo as a red telephone box. So people loving that. And to pick up on what Rich said, one of the fans who came over today was chatting to us earlier on, said Star Wars is for everyone, but not all Star Wars is going to satisfy everyone. And I think that sums it all up perfectly.
And Claire, you were in the queues very early doors in the morning. Was the queue worth it?
Of course the queue's worth it. That's the whole point of coming to Celebration. You need to queue all the time. I managed to get into the Andor panel, and that was brilliant. They had Diego Luna there. They had all the people who did the sound, music, costume. We had a lot of prisoners who were giving a lot of heckling, which was quite good fun as well. Really interesting panel. Kathleen Kennedy was there talking about what they were going to do with the second series. So it's no big secret, but they're going to do it in blocks of three leading up to that point of the Rings of Kimmo. So that's going to be really, really good. So they're going to do 1 year, then a jump, then another, and then a jump, and then another. So that was good. So we got to see that, got to see the trailer again. So yeah, it was a great atmosphere in there, but we were all Andor fans, so that was really worth going to see. So that was great.
No mention today of Obi-Wan, but there's a panel to come. No mention of the Book of Boba Fett at all. Was maybe two notable absences from the Lucasfilm showcase. A lot of talent there. We didn't get a chance to hear from all of them, but I think they've been popping up on the Celebration live stage throughout the day as well. So even though we're here on the show floor, I think people at home will have been able to enjoy a lot of content that we've not been able to consume as well. So be sure to jump on youtube.com/StarWars for all that as well.
You can watch it tonight instead of sleeping.
Indeed.
Sleep with the wimps.
Here's where to find Fanta Tracks during Star Wars Celebration Europe.
You can find Fanta Tracks in the fan displays area across the whole event, near to the Galactic Senate stage in the North Hall if you're there. Or if you spot a Fanta Tracks shirt on the show floor, be sure to come on over and say hi. On Saturday, 8th April, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., Good Morning Tatooine, hosted by Brian Cameron with co-host Florian Bohr from Jedi Bibliotech, will be on the HoloNet News stage, room 17, along with very special guest author Adam Christopher. Also, on Saturday, 8th April, from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., Desert Planet Discs, hosted by Carl Bayless and Greg Robertson, will be on the Galactic Senate stage, bringing the fan-made music of the Star Wars galaxy to the XL, focusing on Return of the Jedi, with some very special guest panelists. Saturday evening, on the River Thames, we'll see Fantatrax take part in Sail Barge to Celebration, a sold-out clubs-only ticketed event that is sure to bring a few surprises. On Sunday, 9th April, from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., Start Your Engines, hosted by Paul Naylor and Mark Newbold, will be on the HoloNet News stage, room 14, and just 2 hours later, from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., on the same stage, we'll see the return of Making Tracks Live, with your hosts, Mark Newbold and Mark Mulcaster. Hashtag Cantina returns Sunday night to the Indigo at the O2. And Fantatrax are your host for the VIP after party with guest DJ Atomic Blonde. If you have tickets, be sure to attend, as this is where you have a great chance of spotting some very famous faces from the galaxy far, far away, right in the crowd. Finally, on Monday, 10th April, from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m., Planet Leia, hosted by Claire Henry and Johanna Nebielios, will be on the HoloNet News stage, room 17.
Have fun, and remember, Fanta trackers are everywhere.
Highlight for me, I think, was the reaction in the Galaxy stage room. I was there for the Lucasfilm showcase for the live stream in there, and it was the reaction to the Ahsoka cast, which was really, really strong. I think maybe they got the best reaction of the day, I thought.
Yeah, I'm quite looking forward to that. I'm hopefully in that panel tomorrow. So I'm quite looking forward to seeing what's going to go on down in there. It's something now that really interests me, and my daughter, who's with us, when all the Rebels cast got announced for that, that's it. That's a new generation of fans, and that's what they like. And as Richard said, they're trying to appease everybody, but you know what? There's something for everybody, and that's the best thing about it, really.
Yeah. Richard, anything on the show floor that's caught your eye on day one, or have you not had the chance to investigate too far yet?
No, I've been around the show floor a lot, and there's a good mix on the floor. There's a lot of vintage Star Wars on the floor, a lot of comics and books, which is all my passion, that's all my area, so it's really nice to see that. I wasn't too fussed with the Funko stuff. I thought the Funko stuff wasn't great. I didn't have a chance to get into Lego, but there seems to be a good mix of dealers and sellers. Some odd choices, a lot of food places, donuts places and things like that. It's really odd. You would have thought that there would be more chance for other sellers to sell Star Wars related products, but yeah, good mix, enjoyable. It's not been too busy. I think some celebrations you literally cannot move, for this one it hasn't felt like that.
19,738, I believe, is the official number. Carl, another highlight for you from day one?
Roosevelt's. And we're not being paid to say that, but yeah, got to chat to a couple of the guys from Roosevelt's sort of early on before the show opened, and they're really enjoying being over, and the exclusive shirts they're releasing for the show are selling like the proverbial hotcakes. So if you are coming to Celebration tomorrow or Sunday, and they may still have some stuff left on Monday, but yeah, if you're after a shirt, make a beeline for their stand. Although tomorrow, not before I've been.
Claire, have you been buying anything today?
Of course, yeah. It's not a Star Wars celebration if Claire Henry hasn't bought something. So I managed to get into the celebration store, and my daughter's currently holding up the tote bag that I bought, two mugs, three T-shirts, some pins. A hat, and my husband's also looking at me going, what on earth have you just done? Tomorrow I think we're going to hit the Funko shop tomorrow, but Celebration Store was worth it. Some really interesting t-shirts if you're into that sort of thing, and I'm still toying with the idea of the silk bomber jacket. It's got my name on it, just need literally. To just decide. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it said Claire Henry right there. Claire right there. So yeah, I think I might go back and get it. I'm going to sleep on it and decide and go in tomorrow and get it. So, yeah, Celebration Store is worth it. I've taken a load of photographs, including Sam, the first female stormtrooper, has her own T-shirt in the Celebration Store. So she was there promoting it. So I've got a photograph of her. So shout out to Sam and her niece as well, we met. So, yeah, I'm pop back in there and get that jacket tomorrow. I think I am.
Yeah.
It's inevitable, really.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to see too much of the show floor. Popped around a couple of the comics dealers first thing, picking up pieces for some friends that couldn't make it to the show. But I'm trying to hit some of the big stands tomorrow, what I see what Genua Nova up to. I'm tempted by a new watch from Citizen, because they do look like, they do look lovely. So I may find myself aimlessly staring at watches, yeah.
A bit like me with jackets, really.
Yep.
I tell you, that's one thing that's disappointing. There's no Her Universe.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a shame, because this is our one and only opportunity to do that. And that's a real shame that they haven't brought that across. And that's a bit disappointing for, you know, fans like myself.
Because that was incorporated into the Celebration store in
Germany. I walked in and I hoped that it would be there. And it was in the last Celebration as well when it was in London. So that was a shame. But, yeah, so we'll be sad about that. But I'll move on and I'll buy that jacket anyway.
Okay. So thanks, everyone, for sharing your thoughts on day one here on Celebration Today. We'll be back each and every day of the show with our thoughts on everything that happens each day and all the announcements that come out. So join us again tomorrow.
See you all soon.
Bye.
That's all for now, but be sure to tune in to the next edition of Celebration Today. Visit FantaTrax.com. Send in your listeners' questions by emailing radio@FantaTrax.com and follow us on Amazon Music, Audible, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your podcatcher, or your smart speaker of choice. Tune in to Good Morning Tatooine, Sunday at 9 p.m. UK time on Facebook and YouTube. And check out our FantaTrax Radio Friday night rotation every Friday at 7 p.m. UK and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. UK time for Making Tracks. So Star Wars fans, have fun, have a great time. And remember, FantaTrackers are everywhere.